Shalyaputta palms together. Homage to him, the blessed one, the exalted one, the fully enlightened one. Venerable members of the Mahasangha, friends in the Dhamma, today we all got together here to spend our time in a very auspicious way, very meaningful way. We are going to share the Dhamma under the topic, Upgrade Yourself. We live in a digital age. In cosmopolitan Singapore, time is passing so quickly. The society is changing so rapidly. Technology is moving so fast to the extent that some people cannot catch up with it. Updating, upgrading, these have become part and parcels of our life, which cannot be avoided. From time to time, you receive notifications in your smartphones, and it asks you to update to higher version of the software. We make sure the operating system of our computer and the other softwares are updated regularly. We keep connected with social media and the other mass media to keep ourselves up to date. We do a lot of updating as well as upgrading to keep ourselves in a higher social and economic status. We try to spend time to develop our career, to develop our skills, knowledge related to our professions. We expect salary increments, promotions every year. We work hard to achieve the material success in life. This is a must. Buddha, by all the means, encouraged his lay disciples to achieve material success. But he encouraged you to achieve the material success in a righteous way. Buddha never glorified poverty. He said, Dalidyam bhikkave dukkham lokasmin kama bhogino. Monks, it is a misery to be poverty or to be poor for those people who wish to enjoy sense pleasure. So poverty is a miserable thing from the Buddhist point of view. So Buddha encouraged us to be rich, but in a wholesome way. But achieving material wealth alone is not enough. If we were to have overall well-being and happiness as human beings, Buddha also talks the development of our human mind. So like we are working hard to update and upgrade materially ourselves, we also have to upgrade spiritually. We have upgraded spiritually, that is why we are human beings. Manangusatiti manusa, a living being who has got a mind which has developed to a great extent or which doesn't have any limit of development, is known as manusa, human being. We should ever and never allow ourselves to be downgraded to an animal state or a lower state. So in order to keep ourselves upgraded from year to year, we need to develop our mind. Mental development is not optional if we follow the path of the Buddha. What makes us different from many others who follow different religions is the emphasis of the development of the human mind. The Buddha says, Nata mata pita kaira anye vapicha nyataka samma panihitang chittang seyosonang tatokare. Neither mother, nor father, nor any other relative can do what a wholesome mind can do by transforming a human being to become a superior type of human being. So friends, it is the mind which is most important here. So Buddha encouraged to achieve both material aspect as well as spiritual aspect, which is the mental development. Today, we are at the threshold of the dawn of a new year. This is the most precious time, an appropriate time to make some spiritual aspirations. Look at our life. Day by day, month by month, year by year, time is passing by. Things are changing. Whether you notice it or not, things are always changing. Whether you like it or not, again, time is passing and things are changing. But the question, should we allow this passing time to change the things as they wish? Or should we use this precious time to change our life the way we want to become better human beings? Like we update and upgrade our computers and smartphones and the other aspects in human life, which is material, are we ready to upgrade ourselves spiritually? So the question here can be asked, how can we upgrade ourselves spiritually? Suppose, friends, you do not have a habit of practicing dana, and this year onward, you determine yourself to practice dana, which is generosity. And when you are practicing it, you are upgrading yourself spiritually, because the moment you started to practice dana, you are developing your compassion, selfless nature, goodwill, friendship, and many other remarkable virtues. Dana here does not mean monetary donations or material donations. Here, generosity also included sharing and caring, giving away your time, your skill, your knowledge, they all are counted. So when you start doing it, you are upgrading yourself spiritually. Suppose, friends, you do not have the habit of practicing meditation. And in this year onward, you are going to introduce meditation to your life. There are many types of meditations. All the types of meditations are very important. They help us to develop the mind in a remarkable way. Suppose you start to practice metta meditation just for 5 minutes a day. And if you were to keep on doing it throughout the year, next year when you celebrate your new year, you have been upgraded your mind to a great extent. You are changing your mind in a wholesome way. Suppose, friends, you do not have the habit of being mindful, but today you make spiritual aspirations here, I will try my best to be mindful of my thoughts, of my speech and actions. So from time to time, you watch your feelings. From time to time, you watch your thoughts. Any time of the day, while working, just take 1 minute to watch your mind. And if you were to train in this way throughout the year, and you will see there will be remarkable changes happening in your life in a wholesome way. That is how you can upgrade yourself spiritually. There are many ways that we can do that. Suppose you do not have much time. You are a very busy person. But it's still, if you have 5 minutes or 10 minutes to practice something, or even 1 minute, that will eventually bring some changes in your life. What we need is discipline and consistency. Suppose, friends, you do not have the habit of reading a Dhamma book, but if you can read 1 or 2 pages of a Dhamma book and then start reflecting about it, and this is again a remarkable way that can develop your mind in a wholesome way. Even prostrating in front of the Buddha with mindfully, if you can do these 3 bows in the morning, and that itself will make some changes, but you need to do it mindfulness, having a lot of respect towards the Triple Gems, that will plant the seed and strengthen your faith in the Buddha to follow his path. Those of you who are interested in chanting, you can pick up a simple chanting, a 4-verse chanting. It will take only 1 or 2 minutes. And having chanted, you reflect its meaning. So there are many ways to upgrade ourselves spiritually, and then we will become better human being. Buddhism is a path of transformation, but that it starts within oneself. No one can upgrade you to a different level but by yourself. You are the one who can upgrade yourself to divine level, or going beyond that level to attain enlightenment. Even that is depend on oneself. So Buddhism, it encourages the followers to develop one's own ethical, spiritual, and intellectual faculties, so that in time to come, we will become enlightened human beings, who will become a light for themselves and become light for the others. So today we are going to spend a little bit of time for Dhamma reflection. And this practice is called Paccavekkhana. The Pali word Paccavekkhana means reflecting carefully, looking back. So we are going to spend a little bit of time to think about the year, which is 2019. And we reflect about it in a few aspects. And then moving forward, we are going to determine to do something 2020. So we are going to find what am I going to continue within this year. Something which is helpful for myself and something which will be helpful for the others. So this is going to be your spiritual aspirations. Later on, you will be given a flower to make this wish in front of the Buddha and start a new life. So you do not need to have so many wishes, but you need to pick up one wish that you can continue. It can be something so simple. Be practical, and then perhaps if you have diligence and patience, and as well as if you are disciplined enough, you will see the result when you are practicing it.